88.3 Southern FM.
On the space show in the past, we've talked about the Slim Lander from Japan that landed on the moon. It was launched in September the 6th of last year, went into orbit around the moon on Christmas Day, and then landed on January the 19th, which is January 20 here in Australia. And it landed near Scioli Crater. But unfortunately, one of the two engines lost a nozzle as it came down. As a result, it hurtled sideways and landed the way it was supposed to, but then it tumbled and ended nose down in the dirt. Well, this report from JAXA, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, about the Slim Lander and what happened.
The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency's Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, otherwise known as SLIM, landed on the lunar surface on January 20 at 12:20 a.m. Japan Standard Time, and communication was established with the Earth. However, due to the spacecraft not being at the planned attitude upon landing, power generation was not possible from the solar cells, and the spacecraft was shut down with a command from the ground at 2:57 a.m. Japan Standard Time. Analysis of the data acquired before shutting down the power confirmed that SLIM had reached the moon's surface approximately 55 meters east of the original target landing site. The positional accuracy before the commencement of the obstacle avoidance maneuver, at around a 50 meters altitude, which indicates the pinpoint landing performance, was evaluated to be at approximately 10 meters or less, possibly about 3 to 4 meters. While more detailed evaluation continues, it is reasonable to mention that the technology demonstration of pinpoint landing within an accuracy of 100 meters, which has been declared to be the main mission of SLIM, has been achieved. All technical data on the navigation guidance leading to the landing, and navigation camera image data captured during the descent and on the lunar surface that is necessary for future pinpoint landing technology, was obtained from the spacecraft. The small probes, LEV-1 and LEV-2, were successfully separated just prior to landing in this contingency situation. The multi-band spectroscopic camera on board SLIM was also operated on a trial basis and captured images until the power was turned off. Regarding the circumstances of how SLIM became stationary on the lunar surface at an altitude that could not generate power from the solar cells, the acquired technical data revealed that at an altitude of 50 meters just prior to the start of the obstacle avoidance maneuver, the thrust from one of the two main engines was most likely lost. Under these circumstances, the SLIM onboard software autonomously identifies the anomaly, and while controlling the horizontal position as much as possible, SLIM continued the descent with the other engine and moved gradually towards the east. The descent velocity at the time of contact with the ground was approximately 1.4 meters per second or less, which was below the design range, but conditions such as the lateral velocity and attitude were outside the design range, and this is thought to have resulted in a different attitude than planned. The cause of the loss of the main engine functionality is now being investigated, including consideration of external factors aside from the engine itself, with the plan to determine the detailed cause. We will provide further information as the investigation progresses. After the moon landing and before shutting down of the spacecraft power, MBC released the locking mechanism to withstand the impact upon launch and landing, then conducted scanning operations. The scanning is performed by moving the adjustable mirror and is for preliminary examination of the rocks of scientific interest that are situated around the SLIM landing site. The Aerospace Agency has released an image that shows the landscape. The image was created by synthesizing 257 low-resolution monochrome pictures. Based on this landscape image, the team is sorting out rocks of interest, assigning a nickname to each of them, with intent of communicating their relative sizes smoothly by the names. Preparation is underway to promptly conduct 10-band high-resolution spectroscopic observations once the solar illumination condition improves and SLIM recovers by the power generated by the solar array. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency confirmed on January 20 that the Lunar Excursion Vehicle, LEV-1, a small robot deployed from the Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, successfully conducted activities on the lunar surface. The telemetry data was sent directly to Earth from the small robot. According to telemetry data, after deployment from SLIM, LEV-1 executed planned leaping movements and direct communication with ground stations, including inter-robot test radio wave data transmission from the transformable lunar robot LEV-2, which is nicknamed Sora-Q. On the other hand, Image acquisition on the lunar surface has not been confirmed as of now. Currently, LEV-1 has completed its planned operational period on the lunar surface, depleted its designated power, and is in a standby state on the lunar surface. While the capability to resume activity exists contingent on solar power generation from changes in the direction of the Sun, efforts will be maintained to continue receiving signals from LEV-1. Both LEV-1 and LEV-2 have become Japan's first lunar exploration robots. Additionally, the small LEV-1 with a mass of 2.1 kilograms, including a 90-gram communication device, achieved successful direct communication with Earth from the Moon. This is considered as the world's smallest and lightest case of direct data transmission from approximately 380,000 kilometers away. Furthermore, the accomplishment of LEV-1's leaping movements on the lunar surface, inter-robot communication between LEV-1 and LEV-2, and fully autonomous operations represent groundbreaking achievement. It would be regarded as a valuable technology demonstration for future lunar explorations, and the acquired knowledge and experience will be applied in upcoming missions. Moreover, the transmission of UHF band radio waves from LEV-1 as part of outreach efforts has encouraged participation from amateur radio operators globally, and we have been receiving reports of successful signal receptions. This initiative provided an opportunity for the public to be directly engaged in lunar exploration missions. We would like to extend our sincere gratitude to everyone involved in the LEV-1 mission. Regarding future activities, further analysis of the acquired technical and scientific data, as well as analysis of the cause of the anomalies that occurred, will proceed. Analysis of the data has shown that SLIM's solar cells are currently facing west, suggesting that there is the possibility for power generation and thus recovery of SLIM as the sunlight illumination condition improves with time. Although SLIM's activities on the Moon were originally expected to last only a few days, the necessary preparations for recovery will continue in order to acquire further technical and scientific data. We will continue to keep you updated on the status of the project.
On Sunday, a Bulgarian amateur radio enthusiast observed a signal from SLIM for several minutes. He lost track, but later regained the signal. Later in the day, JAXA confirmed they had succeeded in establishing communication with SLIM and had commanded the 10-band camera. They published one of the images taken. The multiband camera is designed to analyse the spectra of sunlight reflected off rocks, and this could identify minerals in the rocks. Now, SLIM's landing site is in Scioli Crater, which is a zone filled with old impact rubble that may contain olivine from the Moon's mantle. A sunset at the landing site will occur later tonight, early tomorrow morning, and that will force another shutdown of the lander, and it is not expected to survive the 14-day lunar night when temperatures will drop to minus 130 Celsius. So a bit of a mixed bag there for the Japanese lander called SLIM. This is The Space Show.